People are strange when it comes to music, money, and memories.
Exhibit A, a rift between surviving band members of the 60s group The Doors.
The former drummer for the group filed suit against the other two remaining members when they started a band called The Doors of the 21st Century.
He won that suit in Los Angeles on Friday.
So now keyboard player Ray Manzarek and guitarist Robbie Krieger have to turn over a share of the profits they've earned to former drummer John Densmore.
It's made it pretty clear in the injunction that's come down that they can call themselves whatever they want as long as it doesn't include The Doors.
That's Kerry Humphreys of Orem, Utah. He runs a fan website and publishes The Doors Collectors magazine. He says drummer Densmore has no objection to his former colleagues playing the music of the band. They just can't use the name The Doors.
After songwriter and lead vocalist Jim Morrison died in 1971, the three musicians and the Morrison family decided that all of them needed to give their consent if someone wanted to use the band's name.
And Kerry Humphreys, who runs Doors.com, says the whole issue has lit a fire under fans.
I've been involved with Doors fans for 13, 14 years now, and it's like, man, there's some extreme Doors fans out there that think Jim Morrison's God and everything that he says and believed in, they still hold true today. I mean, there's some kind of whacked people out there.
And on August 31st, by legal decree, the Doors of the 21st Century will come to the end.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.